square, like, and they're a little longer than they are thick, mm-hmm. the ones we have now. But the old-timey brooms is made out of the same identical straw that they make brooms out these days, only they just make them a little bit nicer and a little bit prettier and a little bit better, and they last a long, because they just have one long stick, and then they'd have that straw wrapped all the way around that, and it's tight, you know, until it wouldn't come loose, and they just have a round broom. Instead of square broom, they'd have a round broom. That's the only difference. I think it's too much. They use the same seed, same broom to make it.
They just made the broom different.
See, they got this. This is an old. This is. I mean, got that little box. She got this thing here in her camp.
Oh, it's not.
That's just one of these factories.
Hair
broom or something. But we got a good broom out there in the pump house that I use out there, sweep concrete. Now, it made out the same thing as the old time broom. You can raise your broom sage right out there in the field. It's like, it makes that big head, but the straw will be so long. And it all grew up like a big head, big sodom head. And they raised it just them days, and they made their own brooms at home just like they make. And we did here 10, 12 years ago. We had an old man that you go and buy. He raised it and made his own broom, and he'd sell them to you for $1.50, but of course now they'd be $4 or $5 a piece. But he died, and then nobody else take it up. But he did. He made the old-timey broom. But he'd make them square. He wouldn't make them round.
Wouldn't
be round. But they'd be the same straw.
Well, now that one that you have out in the pump house, where do you keep it? Is it behind?
They keep them behind the doors. That's where you always have your broom. It'd be behind your door.
Uh-huh.
If you want to find a broom, well, you look behind it.
It'd
be in behind the door. And now, of course, a lot of women will hang them up. They got little rings in the end of them, and you can hang them up. That keeps the bottom part of it from squatting down, sort of laying down or something. But that'll keep your straw from stand up good. No. But long time ago, mother she just stood hers up behind the door, and they'd always squat down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, now, like along the lines of housework, also now, years ago on Monday, a lot of times they'd say they have to do the what would they have to do to the clothes?
Well, I don't know.
Or they'd say, okay, if your clothes are dirty, they'd say they have to do the.
Well, they'd have to do the clothes, or they have to do the washing, or the.
Yeah.
Now they use old rub boards, you know.
Uh-huh.
You ever see one of them rub boards you do like this? Where you been all your life?
In town.
Oh, you got a little rub board, and they put it up in under in her stomach in there. And I used to do it.
Oh, you did?
We used to have a rub board. When we married, we had one, and we had a washing machine too. We finally got a washing machine, but you know when your old overalls get so dirty. Well, you can rub on that rub board a while before you put them in your washing machine, and they'll come clean pretty, you know. That'll help get them come clean.
Well, now, what would they do to get the wrinkles out of them after they wash them?
Well, they'd have to iron them.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to use these irons, and that regular old smoothing iron. You ever see one of them little iron smoothing irons?
You mean that? Now, how would they heat them up?
They heat them up on the stove, see?
Oh, I see.
You have eyes on the wood stove, just like these eyes here.
Yeah.
Well, they'd be cast iron eyes, and you had your fire built under. Well, you'd set them on there and get them hot. You'd want to watch them not get too hot, then you might come up with a hole in your pants.
You might burn
a hole in your clothes. Yeah, and scorch them or something.
Well, when they first began to have a place where people would go and pay to have their clothes washed, what did they call that?
Well, they'd have to call it a laundry, I guess. And that's about all the name I know of. Of course, that was a long time before the country people ever did go to a laundry. Now, they finally got where they, as far as here at home now, Eileen sent my nicer pants to the laundry. But she always does my shirts up, because she says they won't do them upright. See, they